The following podcast is broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, this is Tasman Report, a podcast about the work and people at Tasman District Council. And in this episode, Plan Change 85 moves into future spatial planning and the Inundation Practice Note 2026 is signed off. Natural Resources Policy Planner Paula Hammond now joins us to talk about two things. Natural Hazards Plan Change 85, but first, the IPN, also known as the Inundation Practice Note. So what makes this so valuable, Paula, in working out the options to build safely?
The Practice Note is a guidance document that provides a methodology for determining the appropriate minimum ground or building platform levels for development in areas that are subject to inundation by seawater or freshwater.
And I suspect something that's extremely useful, given that the environment is changing all the time, we're getting new data, so therefore you have to revise these planning notes, don't you?
Yes, this update was done for two key reasons. The first was that there's new guidance out from central government, so we updated it so that it reflected that best practice guidance. And also we have had updated technical data that has been for our local area.
Yep. Okay, now this is just for Tasman. Normally we've done them in the past, both of us, but on our website we do have both notes published, so you can get a regional view.
Yes, this update is specific to the Tasman district. Nelson district is remaining with the joint 2019 version. So for Tasman district, we are working on the Tasman update, which is dated 2026. And if you're in Nelson, you use the 2019 version.
When you were going through this process to get to the point of publishing the 2026 note, did you find the feedback of great value to you from the public?
Yeah, the feedback was great. It certainly highlighted areas of the practice note that weren't clear. And so from that feedback, we took the opportunity to make small changes to the IPN to make those areas clearer by mainly referencing back to the national guidance.
To get a copy, I imagine it's easy. It's online somewhere.
It is. So if you look on our SHAPE Tasman website and just search for Inundation Practice Note, it should come up there for you.
Well, another project, and a big one too, that you've got a hat for, which is PC 85, Natural Hazards. Now, at the meeting of April 6th for the Strategy, Finance and Performance Committee, you were speaking there about a future for that.
Yeah, so we have been working on Plan Change 85 for natural hazards. And it's at the early stages, so we had done an issues and options paper, and we were moving into starting to draft changes to the Tasman Resource Management Plan.
We now pick up the story in the council chambers. Committee Chair Kit Mayling sets the scene and opens the session.
We'll have questions and then ask for a mover and a seconder. The first one is Paula Hammond. Paula's coming up. Plan Change 85, Natural Hazards, moving it into the future plan process. Paula, over to you. And everybody will have read your report if you'd like to highlight anything that you need to.
Kia ora koutou, thank you. The report recommends ceasing Plan Change 85 as a standalone change to the Tasman Resource Management Plan, and integrating the work we've already done in terms of natural hazards into the future plan making process under the new resource management system. I just wanted to briefly highlight the key benefits of this approach. So the first is around cost. So continuing with PC 85 is going to require significant investment in technical work, drafting, hearings, potential appeals, with the likelihood that those provisions could be superseded by the new planning provisions coming in, as well as the new national direction that has been signalled by the government. In terms of staff resourcing, because Plan Change 85 is still in the early stages of development, will place additional pressure on staff with the new incoming system running the two processes in parallel. And integrating the work allows the staff effort to be focused and reduces delivery risk. It's anticipated that the PC85 process will overlap with the new planning system, and that potentially has confusion, could can cause confusion with the community about the two processes running together. So it's our recommendation that we cease Plan Change 85 to the TRMP and move it through to the integrated, integrate it into the new planning system. Happy to take any questions.
Councillor Neubauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for your report. Do we know when the new planning system will be on stream, when we know exactly what to deliver in which time frame?
It's expected that the bills will move through Parliament by the middle of the year. And then currently the bills say that once the bills are enacted, the regional spatial plan will have to be done within 15 months of that enactment.
And prior to that being on stream, can we already work on it?
We are already beginning work. I'd probably defer to Barry to discuss what work we have got underway in terms of what we know from the bills and what we're hearing from our contacts at Ministry for the Environment.
So do I take from that that the staff that wouldn't be working on Plan Change 81 would already be working on that rather than being idle?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And our thinking is already looking at what we would need under the new system and how the work that we have already got aligns with that and what we might need going forward.
Got one last subsequent question that's regarding our adaptation planning. So slowing down, well, cancelling basically Plan Change 85, does that have any bearing on our adaptation planning? I'm particularly interested in, you know, the future of Motueka, for instance, which is very much driven by natural hazards, if I understand that correctly. Does that have any bearing on that?
Plan Change 85 was the focus on new development rather than any adaptation planning. It wasn't around how existing communities will be dealing with natural hazards. It was purely focused on for new development or changes, how hazards would be dealt with in that respect.
Do I understand it correctly that new development is heavily impacted by natural hazards in Motueka?
It is, and certainly a component of Plan Change 81, the Urban Growth Plan Change. A huge amount of work has gone into assessing natural hazards in terms of new development areas. And so that is carrying on. So there's a lot of work going on in the background around natural hazards. In response to Motueka itself, the new legislation requires us to do spatial planning, and as part of that spatial planning, identify priority areas for adaptation planning. So that's kind of the sequence. It'll be the spatial plan, then the adaptation planning off the back of that. But that said, we are still carrying on with that work around Motueka and the future of Motueka at the moment.
Okay, thanks for that, Barry. That's three questions you had, Councillor, so we'll let others have a go. So I've got Councillor Greening, Deputy Mayor Maurer and Councillor Butler. So I'll start. Councillor Greening.
True, Chair. I'm just wondering, given the uncertainty of the bill, and given that all plan changes are on hold, so no work can be done on them, why we would abandon PC 85 now and not later?
Barry?
Well, it's a matter of time and cost. I mean, we could go ahead with it and change the Tasman Resource Management Plan, but if we have to repeat that process, again in maybe 18 months to 2 years. It doesn't seem like an efficient process to us. And we've had recent national direction around natural hazards, which helps with current consenting processes and forward planning. There is a bit of uncertainty as well, because while the bills will come in, they set a framework for the new system. What we haven't seen yet is a detail around the national direction, which will give us an indication of how much standardisation there is and how much additional work the council will have to do around local planning. So there's a few unknowns as well at the moment.
So, but at the moment, we can't do any work on PC85, right?
Well, there's background work that's continuing on it, but what we're saying is we don't think it's a good idea to continue forward with the plan change, given there's quite a bit of work to do to get it into a form to actually change the TRMP. We haven't started doing anything like drafting, so drafting plan provisions or changing provisions. It's quite a timely and quite a costly exercise to draft provisions.
I understand that. I'm just trying to. You're running around the argument. I'm just trying to understand, isn't our current plan changes all on hold? We can't do anything anyway until the new bill comes through.
Not quite. Plan Change 81, which is our big urban growth plan change, we're expecting to get that decision from the minister any day now, which will enable us to notify that. We're still waiting to hear about our Plan Change 84, which is a freshwater one. We're waiting for a decision from the minister regarding that, whether we can notify. Additionally, natural hazards does have an exemption. So the plan stop legislation also had an automatic exemption for natural hazard plan changes. So there is a pathway there if the council chooses to go down that pathway to change the TRMP. But what staff are advising is we don't think that's a good idea.
Barry, do you want to reply to that?
Yeah, I mean, the work we've done to date, the technical work, will be folded into the new plan, so the new spatial plan around constraints, limitations, that sort of thing, and then the subsequent probably natural environment plan and built environment plans. So there's three new plans that we have to do, Mark. So that work won't be lost. What we're saying is that there's the technical work and then there's the legal drafting, plan drafting work. That legal drafting work hasn't commenced yet. And that's what the work we need to do to make changes to the Tasman Resource Management Plan, the current plan. And that's right. The advice we're saying is let's fold the work into the new system. Let's not carry on with the plan drafting work. We keep the technical work and that folds into the stuff we've done. But what we're saying is, advising is, that we don't carry on with the subsequent plan drafting work. Right, just fold the technical stuff into the new system.
I'm going to move to the Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to move the recommendations in terms of understanding that the technical work will continue in our natural hazard work. It will get folded into the new spatial planning, so we'll have one notified plan change. We won't have to do any plan change at our TRMP. So the recommendation of the staff is actually saving a process that will possibly get overturned if we come to the new process anyway. It will save dollars and time. Happy to move, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Councillor Butler, you've got a question, and then I've got Councillor Morgan.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I am happy to second. But my question just relates to what happens in the meantime. And I just understand from the report that the RMA will still be used for assessing consents. The National Policy Statement for Natural Hazards is in place and working. There's a new Section 106A, and I just wondered if you could just give an indication of what that Section 106A is, because this is what is going to be all in place in the meantime until the spatial plan and the new replacement for the RMA gets going.
Certainly. Section 106A allows a consent authority to grant or refuse a land use consent if there is significant risk from natural hazards. Prior to this amendment bringing this provision in, there was a similar provision for subdivisions. So subdivisions could be refused if there's a significant risk of natural hazards. However, this applies to land use consent, so it just provides us with another tool in the toolbox where we think where the science shows us there is significant risk of natural hazards, we are able to decline consents if we need to. or place conditions on them.
Okay, we'll move on. Councillor Morgan.
My question was, in the event of the bill not going through in June and July, what impact does that have on us in regard to the work program?
It would delay things. If there's a delay, then in terms of being able to really crack on with future spatial planning, it does create challenges the longer things get delayed. So while we can do a certain amount of preparatory work, and we are at the moment, if it gets delayed, then that may become challenging.
So there's no, in terms of ceasing change 85 and doing as recommended, it's not going to be a loss of work done or time and cost, obviously. Because the thing is, by July, the bill will have to be through by the end of July, because the Parliament probably be rising for the election, which is, what, 3 months ahead of that, and there's normally a statutory time for that. I don't know when Parliament will close, so we're going to be running close to the wind. So I'm just interested we don't waste our resources, and presuming that without you advising, we won't be in that event.
But yeah, no, it's really comforting to hear that the opposition spokesperson for resource management reform has indicated that the Labor Party, certainly the opposition, certainly supports the bill. They identify that they don't want to continue the churn we've seen in the last kind of 6 to 8 years of repeal and replace. So it's comforting to hear that both sides of the House are indicating support for the bills. There's likely to be tweaks if we get a change of government, but the actual system is likely to endure, which is promising.
Thank you.
Councillor McNamara?
Just interested, we talk about flooding, coastal hazards and climate-driven risks. Do we include fault lines?
Yes, we do have fault lines mapped, and for certain faults, we have what we call the fault line risk rupture area. So those provisions are already in the TRMP.
Councillor Woods.
Thank you, through the Chair. Yeah, I think I'm generally in favour of what you're proposing here, but I do have a question around, as Councillor Morgan illustrated, if the central government changes to legislation do not go through, what is your plan to fold this back in and carry on with your existing plan?
Yeah, I think we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But I what we're saying is, at the moment, there's quite a few tools there at the moment in terms of what we can do to ensure we're not putting more people in harm's way in terms of natural hazards. The recent national direction, national policy statement, the changes to the RMA that Councillor Butler mentioned, they give us quite a few tools in the toolbox. It's not that TRMP doesn't have any rules around natural hazards already. There is quite a suite of provisions within the current plan around natural hazards. Progressing a plan change now would kind of tweak a lot of that rather than bring in a whole lot of new stuff. So it would be a lot of effort for, I guess, not marginal gains, but not significant gains, given we already have those provisions in the plan. So getting back to your question, we're confident that the legislation will go through. We've seen so much churn over the years that we're certainly planning for this time ahead, and hopefully that will come.
Okay, but if it doesn't, will you have to come back here to start the plan change again, or will you just take that on behalf that it hasn't gone ahead and you go back to the original planning?
We'll come back here. So the council sets the work program. We provide a paper, and we provide advice on what that work program should look like. And it's up to the council to decide what that work program looks like and what the priorities are. So that's why we're seeking a resolution today, because the council had already given the direction for staff to produce a plan change. So we had to come back to say, hey, look, we think our advice is that we should stop it.
Councillor Walker, I'm having a senior moment, see?
Thank you, through your Chair. I'm just furthering on to what Councillor Wood said. is, are we able to capsulate this, that if for whatever reason this bill was not to be successful, that this would come back and that we have it written that it would come back to the council to readdress? So I understand that the work that's been done won't be lost, it will be sitting there. If the bill goes through and everything's honky-dory, then all that work filters into the spatial plans. But if there was a hiccup, which does happen when we're working with Wellington, I would like to think we're not just presuming what happens, that actually it comes back to this council to then forward what we do with process from there.
Barry, can you reply to that? And then we would have to.
That's fine, yes, definitely.
Thanks for the discussion and the questions. I'm now going to put the motion. It's been moved. Deputy Mayor Maru, seconded Councillor Butler. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Against?
Against.
That was the discussion recorded at the Strategy, Finance and Performance Committee meeting of April 7, at which councillors confirmed the proposal to cease Plan Change 85 as a standalone plan change and approve the integration of the Natural Hazards Plan Change Work Programme into the future plan making under the new resource management system. In the committee chair was Kit Malin. We are now consulting on our draft annual plan 2026-2027, with feedback open until the 3rd of May. The plan proposes an average rates revenue increase of 9.9% while maintaining our current service levels and day-to-day operations. The proposed rates revenue increase has been set in a time of significant change for local government. Across the country, councils are responding to new expectations, major sector reforms, and growing financial pressures. You can read more about this and take part in the feedback process on Shape Tasman. I'm John Bullock, and you've been listening to Tasman Report, a production of the Tasman District Council.
The podcast you just listened to was first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.